from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Sean.
I was wondering if you were going to pull that New York, too, with the 602 nonsense, Rob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you?
Fantastic.
How was your morning?
My morning was interesting.
You having some fun in New York?
To order Uber.
Uh-huh.
It was $65.
Whew.
So I walked.
Did you really?
Yeah, I walked, man. I'm like, it's just a principle, Ed. You know what I mean?
Don't they have yellow cabs in New York anymore?
I guess you got to find him wherever he is, right? Or are they just constantly driving around?
They're constantly driving around. There's a sea of them.
I just wondered.
They don't constantly stop, though.
Oh, for you?
They don't stop.
Well, it's not even raining.
Man, like, but I agree with Rob. Like, there's nothing cheap about any one of us.
I cannot hear Jeremy.
There's nothing cheap about any one of us. But the fact of the matter is, like, you have a situation where you're looking at it's like, I'm not paying that for what I know it costs.
I'm not going to be gouged, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's not about affordability. It's about the principle. And it goes back to the whole thing when you and I, Ed, were talking about the whole paying the 10 cents for shopping bags. Mm-hmm. Or you guys can't afford. That's not about affordability. You all are sheep. That's the problem. That's why people do whatever they want to do, because they know you won't give in. Sheep.
Yeah, and look, they're still giving out bags. You just got to pay for them now.
It's not a crisis then.
No, it's not. It's like it's just more money going into corporate's pockets. While Joe Blow on the street here is like, I got to pay a nickel for a bag. Are you kidding? How much did it cost to make that?
My favorite part is you have like 7 items. Like, would you like a bag? No. I'll get my utility vest. I'll be right back.
Is that a banana in your pocket? Are you happy? No, yeah, I forgot to pay for this. I had no hands left.
Yeah. And actually, when you go to hail a cab, just make a sign that says not going to Brooklyn and hold it up. You'll be all right.
It's $65, man. I said, you guys are crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, were we at? I was reading somewhere like, the Raiders, during Raiders games. How much do you think a Coors Light is during a Raiders game? In that, like, they have that VIP.
In Vegas, yeah?
Yeah.
$14.
$20.
$20?
And I think it's a can of beer. And I was talking to my son about it, Rob. I'm going, how is this even possible? It's the same. Like, I understand that there's going to be a little markup. But how does something get marked up, like, 7 times what it's worth?
Shouldn't there be, like, a law against that?
It's absurd.
Like, this is why I like the Falcons owner.
You're right. With all the things that we say are wrong in our society, that's not wrong?
Yeah, and all things the government regulates. That you can't regulate? That you can't charge people, like, you know, exponentially higher? Especially like a bottle of water, which may be really important if you're at a ball game. Might be really thirsty or it's hot or whatever. You need it. Yeah. Like, should it really cost like $8?
Yeah, that's what we paid. I think at Oracle, we paid $7 for a bottle of water.
Exactly.
Like, well, what is it? Like, we all know how much it costs. And it's not even being cheap. Like, mark it up. But don't mark it up 4 times the value of it.
It's like 2 gallons of gas.
And that's the thing about, hey, Jeremy, people say, you're just being cheap. No, I'm not. I'm not being cheap. Trust me. I'm not a cheap individual. Trust me on that.
You just don't want to be taken advantage of.
Exactly. But at the same time, you will not just take advantage of me, do anything you want to me. That ain't happening.
Well, you don't say that to everybody. You don't say that to everyone. Stop it.
taking advantage of me.
Yeah. No, you said do anything you want to. You know.
Do anything you want to me. Take advantage of me. That's what you were saying.
You dirty.
Well, that's true.
Did you go shopping yesterday?
4-10-5-8-3-1-0-5-7. Did I go shopping yesterday?
Yeah.
Man, is water wet?
Shows me a picture from Brooks Brothers yesterday.
I slid in there. Slid out. Purchased a couple of things.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you went around to the...
Something has to be delivered to me, though.
Did I see a picture? Were you at like the baseball store or something there?
Yes, I was.
How was that?
Anyway, how you see a picture of that?
I think you posted it.
I may have.
Well, the MLB store or like the Mets store?
The MLB store.
Yeah, because you were you had a picture. Was it someone's bat that you posted a picture of?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was the in-game or used bat from the Houston Astros.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I'm disappointed that they didn't have the trash can.
Yeah.
You share the NBA store is really nice.
Yeah, I've been there before.
Oh, okay. Well, the NHL store then.
Well, I mean, the NBA store is nice until there's you know, they're doing some clock management and they dial back the clocks and the guys don't show up for work because they're worried about being tired at the end
right.
of the year.
Exactly.
When sales are important.
I'm not. Yeah. I went to the baseball store. It was cool. Yeah.
Do you have now, being that you've gone back to New York a couple times now, do you have spots that you always have to go to? Or because I know Tampa's that way for you, but is it?
Oh, yeah. New York. See, there's so many different layers to New York. I don't know if I have a spot that I have to go to. It's not like Tampa. Tampa is like, it has a couple of layers, but not like New York. See, New York, you can have 3 or 4 different worlds. I'm telling you this. I'm not telling Ed this.
Yeah.
You have so many different worlds, man. So, I don't have a certain spot.
I get you.
I just love the city in general. I have to be in the city. I don't, like, some people have to go to Times Square. You can miss me with Times Square. I'm not...
Oh, man. Oh, that's just, yeah.
I told my story the one time we went to Times Square where SpongeBob tried to shake down my buddy, and you hear the guy talking from inside, time to tip me. It's like, no, that's not the case. And they're offering up pictures, and then they try to strong arm you for tips. They're like, hey, we're not charging you, but you got to pay us this. I'm like, no, you're charging us. That's basically what you're telling me. Just tell me how much it costs for a picture. Don't surprise something on me at the end saying it doesn't. Like, you tip them, and they're going, that's not enough. But we went into that giant... I think it was a giant toy store there. I'm trying to remember what it was. If it was like a...
F.L. Schwartz?
No, I think it may have been like a Toys R Us store before they closed down.
Oh, there was a huge Toys R Us in Times Square.
Yeah, so that was it. And then there was a dude dressed in this full Iron Man costume. I mean, it looked so awesome. Like someone created it, and he's moving. He looks just like Iron Man until he goes, yes, it's me, the Man of Iron. You're like, no, that's not Robert Downey Jr. in there.
Man of Iron.
Hey, little girl, take a picture with me.
Right, that sounds creepy.
Could you isolate that, please? Hey, little girl, take a picture.
That's what they're yelling. I mean, they're just trying to get you to take a picture so they can make a couple bucks.
How many female callers are going to play that today?
I'm sweating.
What in the world did you just send to us?
They just saw it.
How do you send this while we're on air?
Ed, go ahead and watch that. Oh, man. It's going to be a good show.
He's so bored.
It was a woman out walking her. You know what? I'm going to share it to Twitter if people want to see it. It is not safe for work.
Hey, Twitter world.
But I'm hello. Twitter world. And then I'm going to share this, but no, this is not safe for work.
I got news for you guys. Anything he sends to you, don't open around anybody else.
Can I tell you what? I was the boy who cried wolf. I got so mad I sent something. What was it to you guys the one time? I sent something to you about this big sale. I think it was Brooks Brothers suits, right? That someone sent me the link to?
Yes.
And then both of you sent back, I ain't opening that. I'm like, hey, it's not for me. I'm not out buying suits, but I figured you guys might like it. No, yeah, there's a naked dude in there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, nobody believes you.
Can you blame us for being a little suspicious?
By the way, if you want to see the not safe for work video, it's at JCon Sports. On Twitter.
Oh, my God. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I'm broadcasting live from New York, New York. WFAN Studios helping us out. Of course, Ed and Jeremy back in Baltimore at The Fan Studios. Orioles, heartbreaker last night at Citi Field. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Orioles with a heartbreaker last night in the bottom of the ninth inning. Walk-off home run. I mean, it was a heartbreaker last night. Francisco Alvarez, young man that hit 25 home runs last year as a rookie, 21-year-old rookie last year. This year he only had 5 coming into the game. He had number 6 and RBI number 28 on a fastball, a 3-0 fastball, that was grooved.
Oof.
And grooved by Sir Anthony Dominguez. Listen, I get it. You don't want to walk the go-ahead runner. I know that. But you got to understand, Ed, in that situation, the hitter's thinking, my best chance is probably this 3-0 fastball. And he was ready for it.
Yeah. Well, this is why I never believe in taking that strike.
Me either.
Because what I would say at any play, if it's a pitch you like, swing at it. Because unless it's outside, obviously, and you're going to walk. But if it's something you like, take a poke at it because it's going to be a strike anyway. Why take it?
Yeah, like, you know, so there's a couple things from last night. I know we're going to get into a bunch of different stuff here. First off, congrats to Alvarez for that home run. He pimped the hell out of that thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, you hit a game-winning home run. I don't care if moonwalked to first base. Like, the Orioles getting back in the game. I've kind of become the Trevor Rogers defender here, which makes me sick to my stomach.
When all position to be in.
Well, when all I said in the beginning was, let him pitch and see how he does, but everybody's a genius and know he's going to stink. And it's not like there's underlying statistics you can look at to say, oh, I see what they see. And I'm like, I was talking about Joe Boyle last night for the A's, who walked so many guys, got an ERA of 7, and I'm like, he's in a perfect spot against this team, and he pitched 6 innings of shutout baseball. And so any given night, those things can happen. But he just nibbles so much and walks so many guys. If he just stopped walking guys, I think he'd be okay. And I know it's easier said than done. Trevor Rogers, man. Oh, yeah. So, like, it's just, It's frustrating that I've become the guy that has to defend him when I didn't want to. I said, I didn't love the trade. I'm just saying, give the guy a chance. Have you seen enough of him to say you don't like it? Is he better than what they would have in their fifth option? Was he better than Cole Irvin? I think yes. You got him for two more years. He's a ground ball specialist. I ain't seen too many ground balls.
I'm going to tell you what I don't like. Don't tell me that you thought you had good stuff tonight when you go 4 2/3 innings. That's what he said after the game. I thought my stuff was good tonight. No, don't say that. Don't say that. It wasn't. If it was good, you would have gone more than 4 2/3 and 91 pitches. That's what I don't like. I don't want to hear about anything else you look into. We saw you play, and you didn't have really good stuff tonight. You know, you just didn't give up a ton of runs. So that to me is disturbing. However, I don't see... You talk about the ground ball. He had 5 strikeouts last night. He's not the pitcher that was advertised to me. Will he end up being okay? I hope. But I don't get, you know, goosebumps when he's on the mound.
No, I don't think anybody does.
Yeah, tell me what's good stuff. Tell me what's good about 4 2/3 innings with, you know, three walks, 3 earned runs, and a home run. Where's the good stuff in 4 innings?
Yeah, I mean, look, you could sit here and talk about the home run that was given up, okay, in the first inning. That happens all the time to different pitchers. I mean, you can look at those things, and if that were just the sole thing that he'd given up.
It's the walks that concern me.
Yeah, like, you're just throwing way too many pitches. Like, nobody has room for a starter that's going to give you less than 5 innings on a daily basis, unless his name's Blake Snell, and they're going to be the most beautiful 4 2/3 innings of shutout baseball that he'll
Blake
give
Snell
you.
Blake Snell has a no-hitter.
He got 2 1.
2 Cy Young Award.
But I'm just saying, like, there's a big difference in that. And there has to become a point where they start talking about it, because I do think Trevor Rogers has good stuff, and what he might be looking at last night is saying, hey, these two pitchers were really working. I couldn't get this one over. Well, then stop throwing it if that's the case. Stop nibbling. Yeah. Challenge guys. Like, somebody had said, I hope somebody taps Cade Povich on the shoulder when he was getting a start on Saturday and said, hey, kid, just don't walk anybody. Just, like, if you get into a jam, like, throw a strike. Make
you
them
know what,
do
kid?
Something.
What you do? Sit him down. Watch Zach Eflin. Watch him pitch. He don't walk anybody.
He might give up 7.
He was at 15 walks this whole season.
It's crazy. So, but and the other thing, Rob, too, that kind of pissed me off last night, I saw people going off. It's like, why didn't they leave Keegan Aiken in? Go check how many times Keegan Aiken's gone more than 2 innings this year. Once. Just once. And that was probably in a middle relief when he got called up. Like, people want to see, it's always after the fact. Like, I can't believe you took him out and this guy gave up runs. You went to this guy. Well, last night, the guy that's been perfect or been great for us, and Sir Anthony Dominguez, he gave up a run.
Yeah. Well, if you want to talk about Keegan Aiken pitched 2 innings on Tuesday, 2 innings on Friday, 2 innings last night.
But that's
probably part of the reason he didn't go more than 2 last night.
But people don't think when
that's what people, and that's what people don't look at is the problem. And you know, and you're going to need him again.
Well,
it's like
the thing that pisses me off. We have so many people complaining about everything, and I understand there are things to complain about. But when everybody's nitpicking and going over all this, like, I saw people last night, it was cool to see Corbin Burns speak up and bark at the umpire. And then the thought process on that wasn't as much of, hey, it's really cool that Corbin's sticking up for his teammates. It's, why isn't Brandon Hyde doing it?
That was all the conversation.
And I'm going,
was.
Like,
Brandon Hyde. That's not what happened last night. He wasn't just standing up for his team. The umpire said enough and pointed at Corbin Burns in the dugout. Corbin Burns said, why are you talking to me? I just got up here. It wasn't so much him standing up for his team. He was defending himself. He said, why are you coming at me? I just got up here. He was in the clubhouse, came back to the dugout, and he was instantly pointed out by the umpire.
How dare you?
That's not how that happened. That wasn't Corbin Burns yelling at the umpire over calls, because if you recall, The call before that was a questionable call in favor of the Orioles. Somebody said something from the Orioles dugout earlier. The umpire said enough and pointed at Corbin. Corbin was defending himself because he wasn't up there to say whatever was said.
How dare you use facts for people that weren't there to hear what was going on? How dare you, sir?
He wasn't so much. And I'm not saying Corbin Burns does not want to stand up for his team, because he did that a couple of games ago. He'll stand up for his team. But in that situation, that's not what that was.
And more than that, the people, what do you want, Billy Martin? So they just run out wildly and start kicking dirt and throwing punches? Like, It was. I read all. I'm like, I felt so bad for Hyde. I'm like, what do you want from this man?
Well, because the umpiring's been so bad this year. The A's game last night, the one I was talking about earlier, like they, it was the fifth worst called game of the season by Laz Diaz. Like and these guys are missing like 13% of the
top
calls.
Four Laz Diaz as well.
They might have been. I mean, there's so many bad ones, but you get what I'm saying. Like my only issue with fans are, and they do this all the time. The ones that are just negative, negative, negative. Doesn't matter what you do, you've done something wrong, and that's all they want to do is bitch about it. It's like, take a beat, take a breath, and just watch the game and enjoy it. And the thing that really pisses me off about the people that complain on a daily basis is, once they get good or things are going right, they go, well, this is all I wanted. So you just want to bitch the whole year, and when they win, you want to celebrate. Okay, I got you. It's sad,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. By the way, I'll bring it up a little later. 410-583-1057 is the number.
That was
number.
A tease. Yeah.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Well, Ben wrote something for our 745 that I sent him, and I'm reading it on what he sent me. I'm like, that's not.
I'm so glad you said that.
What the hell? What is that?
I thought he was talking about someone who worked here.
Kirk Cousins has Nisi's character of the NFL. What is that, Ben?
Oh, we can't hear you. You're not in the right program.
That's Rob, check the message you sent me.
That's not what I said.
It's all right.
Do you want to put money on that?
Was there an autocorrect that changed it?
Maybe it was.
Why don't you send it to Jeremy? We'll be the judges.
No. I think Jeremy said it. I think maybe an autocorrect. I don't have my phone. It's across the room. But that's not what I don't want that.
Hang on.
I'll tell you during a break what I want.
It's going to the jury.
It says Kirk Cousins has Nisi's character of the NFL. Does. Did anyone see this coming? Ben's over there going, what did I do?
I'm going down and like, okay, what am I going to tease? And I saw that like, bam.
What are you trying to get, a management job here?
Just changing everything. What, did you sell your soul already? Oh, God.
But on the other side. We got Shovels at 6:45 on the other side. What's trending? What has to happen? We were talking about this. Great segue, by the way, Jeremy. You didn't even realize it. What has to happen for baseball umps to be held accountable? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. And we're not talking about DC later either. Right here on the
What's Big Bad and Trending? Sponsored by Jerry Chevrolet and their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 48,000 miles. Visit Jerry Chevrolet at the corner of Paring Parkway and Joppa Road or online at jerrychevrolet.com.
At 105.7 The Fan.
What's trending this morning? First of all, shout out to my buddy Jason, who kind of inspired me for this segment right here. And like he said, it's a funny comment he had. If he wanted to be in any union in this world, it would be the baseball umpires union. Evidently, you can't do anything to these guys. What is going to have to happen, gentlemen, before they're accountable for their actions? Because it's bad. It is horrible. And last night, I love what Brandon Hyde said after the game. There were bad calls on both sides. There were bad calls on both sides. We feel it more because it's our team and we lost. But home plate umpire was just bad at his job.
Yeah,
and it's happening more and more, especially home plate.
Rob, you know, there's so much difference in one pitch to the next, meaning like a 1-1 count is so different than a 1-2 count and what you can throw. So, yeah, granted, if you call a pitch off the plate and you give it to him, now all of a sudden the hitter's thinking about that. Guys could start pressing and swinging at stuff that's out of the strike zone. All those things. But you make a wrong call, a meaningful call late in the game, people are going to remember that. And the thing that's been driving me nuts is the guy's strike zones are all over the place. I saw one the other day, and I understand there's a box we all get to see. I'm talking pitches that were thrown in that were 3 inches off the ground once it finished. And I know it's where it crosses, but it never crossed that box. And here comes the pitch framer reaching up, and everybody's giving him credit. No, don't give that guy credit. Give the umpire crap because he missed that stupid stuff. And I know it's fractions of a second, but this is what you get paid to do.
Yeah, and again, this goes back to the thing that people, we can't leave it in the hands of the officials and whatever sport it is. They can influence a game dramatically. Like, all the things you just said, If you're calling consistently outside ball strikes, guys are going to start swinging at bad pitches because they have to. So now you're changing that. Then you call, you know, a third strike that's clearly, you know, outside or high or whatever, and it changes the game. Like, well, it's just not fair.
Rob, let me throw this back at you because, like, I follow umpire scorecards. There's an umpire auditor on Twitter that you can follow that grades these guys.
Which and it is does, nonsense.
Yeah. It does show you, like, how the guys that are really good. And look, from a gambling standpoint, I jump into a lot of umpire data. I've told everybody Bill Miller's the greatest pitching umpire that you could have. His strike zone is so wide. That's a pitcher's umpire. And there are hitter umpires as well. Guys that are going to call it tight. And it works out for the hitters. But it is nice to see, okay, this guy had 95% overall consistency in the Astros-White Sox game over the weekend. But what about when we find a guy that has 87%? You missed 13% of the calls that you had in a game.
It's a lot.
I mean, that's a ton.
It's huge. And the thing is, with technology, you're discovering more and more how bad some of them are. You also discover how good some are. There's some plays that are bang-bang. I'm like, oh, he was safe. And they show the replay. I'm like, man, that's a great call. How did he pick that up in real time? But it's, for the most part, my issue is with the strike zone. And I think that's our biggest issue because that's the one thing you can't challenge that. You can't challenge strike three. You can't challenge strike one. You can challenge outs on the bag, but you can't challenge balls and strikes. Yeah. And to me, nothing controls a game like calling balls and strikes.
There's no question. I mean, the first inning, well, Rob, we've talked about this from coaching basketball. We yell at our players. It's like, okay, if they're calling it tight, you got to change up how you play. If they're they're calling it loose, okay, get a little bit more aggressive on defense and make them call a foul. Same thing with hitters. If they're calling that strike off the plate and it's still not a strike, and we all know it's not a strike, and you get up there the third time and you watch it go off that plate and he calls it a strike, why the hell aren't you swinging? You should have learned from the first two times.
Here's the difference for me. You're right. You should adjust. If you're calling the inside and outside and it's off a little bit outside, a little bit inside, you can make the adjustment and do something with it. Last night, it was called below the strike zone. Very few hitters can do anything with a ball below the strike zone other than beat it in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Very few hitters. You can make the adjustment if it's elevated slightly out of the strike zone. But now when you're calling it at below my knees, what do you want me to do with that? Very few hitters can do anything with that.
Yeah, and look, it makes it difficult too. Like some of the guys looking at the high strikes, you know how difficult it is to catch up to a high fastball, and some of these guys love chasing after it. But they're, you know, moving your eyes, moving your feet as much as they can. But when you're giving them all that stuff off the plate, it does. It changes your approach. It has to. And it can be frustrating for guys where you're going to see them press. Because now you're swinging at stuff you wouldn't normally swing at.
And all I want is accountability. We see what's going on. Stop treating us like we don't see this. You gave us the ability to watch these things. You gave us the K-zone. You gave us the replay. You gave us the overhead angle. All these things. So stop acting like we don't see it and give some accountability.
You know me, I've been advocating this for a long time. I think it's just the most insulting thing they're doing right now because as you said, it controls the game more than anything. It changes the way a hitter approaches, you know, when he gets to the plate, changes his whole approach. If you know, you know, the strike zone is wide or high or both, it's very large, you know, to pick a pitcher's strike zone. It changes everything and it changes the game. And if you have the technology, why not use it?
So,
it's like, I just don't get it.
Rob, let's not act like it doesn't affect pitchers, too. It affects them as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking at a game here. I was tweeting about it. It was a Cubs game. I bet so many damn Cubs games. And I'm like, this umpire has to have one of the worst scorecards I've ever seen. Called strike accuracy, 81%.
Whoa.
You missed almost 20% of the pitches, whether they were strikes or balls. Are you kidding me? And by the way, like, yeah. As a gambler, I'm watching that going, well, this is frustrating as hell. Like, I'm on this. This guy's going to cost me the game. And look, that's not the important part of it. The important part is this guy missed a fifth of his calls. How about we come back from a fifth of our breaks and we're not here? Like, I mean, it's just like, you got to be kidding me. How does Sean Barber get another opportunity after you missed 19% of the pitches that were thrown?
It's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. And it looks like Major League Baseball, by doing nothing, they don't care. When you do nothing, you're saying you approve of it.
Like, I hate this because it is not an easy job, but you can't miss that much. Like,
I'm sorry. If this is the best of the best, and I know they were talking about this in the NFL, it is weird how a lot of the guys that we had there for a long period of time, and the same thing in the NBA, were older referees.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it going, how are they going to keep up with world-class athletes to make these calls? But the younger guys aren't ready to do it because they're not conditioned enough to know, you know, how it's supposed to go in the league. We've seen some... I've got some friends that are officiating in upper levels, NBA, college, college and pro football. There are a couple local guys that made it. And I know it's extremely difficult, but this is horrendous, man. It is. There's no answer to this.
Yeah, it is.
I'm saying you can't defend it.
We got an answer. Yeah. I mean, MLB just doesn't want to do anything about it. There is an answer. 410-583-1057 if you want to weigh in on this. Commissioners Baltimore at 7:30. We've got a heck of a barbershop topic for you at 7 o'clock. I think you're going to like it. But on the other side, we're giving out shovels. Ed?
Yeah, I'm going to give them out to the authors of these children's books. Oof. With very suggestive titles. I stumble on this, and they're hilarious.
By the way, you're going to want to isolate some of these things Ed's going to say here. So,
if you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057Fan. Shovels next. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057Fan. What's going on, Ed? Who gets your shovel?
A company called Reach Around Books. I kid you not. Yesterday, something popped up on my feed. It was a children's book. The cover of a children's book said, Wet Beaver's Looking for Wood. So I started to see if this is real.
Of course, that piqued his interest.
Yeah, it did.
Ranger Rick over here.
So I click. It's on Amazon. But I can't find that one. I saw the cover, but I don't know where it went. But I did stumble upon about 1,000 other books with like double entendre names. And this company makes them. And it says, through the timeless power of double entendre, Reach Around Books will have the reader in tears of laughter while reading to any juvenile listener. They will look completely innocent.
So the kids will know no difference in what you're saying, but you obviously will. It's kind of like there were a lot of adult jokes in SpongeBob, and the kids didn't realize it.
Right.
You know, like...
All cartoons, even Bugs Bunny, as far back as that. But I'm just going to give you... Some of these titles are just priceless. But they say, if you're offended by our humor, don't buy our books. If your kid is offended by our books, that implies you understand terms only found in the Urban Dictionary. You failed as a parent long before our books came to life. So they're telling you this. But this is the five books right here. They'll just give you a couple of them. Come Swing With Us. And there's people on swings. Spank the Monkey Lends a Hand.
Hey, Spank.
Spank is the monkey's name, Spank?
Yes. Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber. And it's got a big beaver, a hairy,
with a razor.
Yes. It's like, this is what the titles are. And you know what? They're funny. Yeah. They're funny. You can't deny they're funny.
Why don't you just keep reading those, Ed?
It's children's books.
Yes.
Yeah. And I did, and I checked to see if it was right. I put it in my cart on Amazon. It can come tomorrow.
Yeah. Is that the name of the book?
It should be. Yeah, it's hardcover. It's $14.69, of course.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Do you realize this is what Nickelodeon got in trouble for?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do realize I don't care.
I know, but that's because you have an adult kid. I agree. Yes.
When they had Ariana Grande trying to get milk out of a give me the potato juice.
Not only that, but some of the innuendos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Innuendo.
I don't know why they would do that for kids' books.
I don't either. They're funny. I don't know. There's a lot of titles here. I'm not going to read the rest of them because, you know.
Mm. Why? Because they get you in trouble? You don't want us to isolate it and say, did you hear what Ed said this morning?
I think everyone's heard already.
So, hey, Rob, I got to give my shovel to myself.
Oh, man.
So, one story I didn't tell yesterday is my wife and I went to, she picked a spa day. So, on Monday morning after the tournament, we had a spa day, which included a mud bath and a massage. So, I don't know how many grown men have done mud baths. But they tell you not to get in with your clothes on, and they give you this little thing to put on, which I called Mantis.
They were like these really tiny panties, and I'm like, all right, I guess I put these on, and I get in this mud naked.
You knew exactly what you were doing.
So I put them on, and I'm like, oh, this can't be right. It's way too tight, and it looks awful. One of the boys is sticking out of one side of these manties, and I don't even know what the hell that mess is down there. So I turn them around and put them back on. I'm looking at my wife, and she's laughing her ass off, and I'm going, did I put them on backwards again? Because this can't be right either. She goes, that's the size of them. Just get in the mud. So we get in the mud, and it stinks in there. And when I get out, my manties are just covered.
Manties.
As soon as I drop them, it was like a plop on the floor. And then you kind of get, you hose each other off. It was kind of a weird situation. And then we had a couple's massage. So my wife had a man massaging her. I had a woman massaging me. You're in the same room. And the one thing I was telling Ed, my wife told me yesterday, she goes, you two were so annoying. My masseuse and I talked the entire massage. And it was just, she said, nobody does that. We were having a good time. It was fun. But, mud baths, I don't know that I'd do one again unless my wife wanted to. They stink.
So I'm confused. What are you giving yourself the shovel for? Getting the mud bath?
Well, the manties, the whole experience. Because okay. I talked during the entire massage, and I didn't realize that's a faux pas.
Yeah. That's you.
Because, like, well, she started it. I was telling my wife, too, what she didn't realize. When she was massaging my back, this woman's gigantic breast kept popping me in the head and were, like, rolling over my head.
Oh, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I was like, I can't believe she did that. I signed up for 2 more hours
Never
of this massage.
Never come back here again for only an hour.
I got mud in my manties. You can isolate that.
Well, it's funny you gave the shovel to yourself because I'm doing the same thing. I'm getting the shovel to myself.
I thought you were giving it to me.
Nah, not right now. So every show starts with 6:02 in the a.m. And we know that's what, you know, we start 2 minutes after the top of the hour. That's tradition. That's what we do, commercials and things like that. So I have a job on TV where the clock is completely different. So I'm in the bathroom and I put on, I always do eye drop and a translucent. I put on top of my head and my nose to kind of take away some of the shine from the camera, especially for night games. So I'm sitting there, I'm just, you know, whistling and getting myself ready. And I realize, I look up at the clock. The clock has not only the hour, the minute, but it has the seconds. So I see 6:29 and 20 seconds. We don't start 2 minutes after. We start at the top of the hour. So my mind was on radio. I got to 2 minutes. I take my time. You know what I mean? It's the studio's right next door.
You're talking about for pregame, right?
For pregame.
Yeah.
And guys, at 6:29 and 20 seconds, I realized, man, I better get here. I got 40 seconds. So now I'm using my hand. Instead of a little brush, I'm using my hand and walking to try to rub this translucent in so it won't show up on the camera. And I hear, when I get in the studio, I hear the audio, the yelling, and I sit down and I plop. As soon as I sat down and plop, put the headphones on, bam.
You were ready to roll?
I was almost 6:32. You know what I mean? Because you're used to here, it's 2 minutes after. And I just had a brain fart, man. Maybe because of the travel, the game starts different times here than it does at home. It just was a brain fart, man.
Rob, so we were out at Sunset Cove last night. My wife had some nurse friends she was meeting up with. They meet up for dinner every once in a while.
With the muscle heads there?
No, it was light.
That's why I don't go.
You didn't get into a fist fight?
No, there weren't a lot of people there. But the best part about the night is we were talking as a group. My wife looks up. She goes, hey, there's Rob doing the game. I said, I don't know him. And she's like, what? I said, I don't know. She's brushing off. You were up there doing an interview with, or at least starting with Rock. But you had to do some, was there some rain delay coverage as well last night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I thought it was
a 10-minute rain delay. I don't mind those.
Yeah. It didn't feel like it was long. That's why I was asking.
No, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes. That's it. And Rockabacco, I always like going on air with Rock. Rock's completely different from TV. A little more colorful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the fact that both of you were trying to push your biceps out to see who has bigger arms, but screw you guys.
I wouldn't get no bicep contest with Rockabacco. What's wrong with you?
What, you want to do leg day?
Was he
got a number 11 down there? He ain't doing legs? It's bicep day again.
You're riding a chicken.
What was yesterday? Bicep day. I don't even know what a leg station's are.
What are you doing with that? I'm curling at the leg station. No, you put your legs through there. No, bicep day.
Laying down on the machine.
Oh, man. Commissions Baltimore at 7:30. Kim McCusick joins us at 8. Put on his other side is our barbershop topic of the day. Julian Edelman says Lamar Jackson has been on a milk carton during the playoffs. Why are we offended by his comments? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.